This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Another second and short. Game's threatening to make it a one possession game. Ward, a lot of room. He's going to run it. Cam Ward, open area. Touchdown, Miami. 24 yards on the run.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Well, that was a tremendous finish in a weekend of tremendous finishes and upsets. And that was Miami escaping. Basically the only road top 10 team that escaped the entire weekend, and they needed every last second to do it.
Is this the Mike Irvin all fours?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the game.
Yes. That's right. It is.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I have no idea.
The playmaker was late in that game. I think it was a back issue. I think it started to flare up on him. And so he's on the sidelines of the game and he's on all fours.
Oh, yeah.
This would be how you would be doing a segment.
Yeah.
You should get the mic down on the ground.
I know that move
with your
for
back.
Sure.
Dude, with like 10 minutes to go, it was a 20-point game, and Cal had the ball. And they still somehow wind up losing this game to Miami 39-38 in just a crazy game. And they would have been, every year, we talk about this, every single year there is that one Saturday where all hell breaks loose. And this was it. This was that Saturday. And you either wanted to be at home playing or on a bye or, you know, really playing like a team that had like no business at all.
Like Vanderbilt or something.
Right. Right, like Vanderbilt. Because, you know, Vanderbilt, obviously, 40-35, winner over top-ranked Bama in a game Sean was at. Bama had no, I mean, you should never lose at Vandy. Like, it's not there's no atmosphere there. There's no atmosphere to lose a game that Nick Saban talked about. That's why they played it on the Jumbotron after the game. That it's the only place in the conference that isn't tough. So fourth-ranked Tennessee loses on the road at Arkansas. They were up 14-3 in the fourth. They had no business losing. They didn't even get a playoff at the end. They didn't even throw the ball. The quarterback runs out of bounds.
Oh, different.
That's as an egregious a brain fart as you can have at the quarterback position.
Crazy. True freshman, or not true freshman. He was a redshirt freshman. Second road game. Fifth game.
Running out of bounds
but
as
running
time
out of bounds
expires.
Seems like
on
that.
Fourth down.
I can't remember what fourth down.
It was fourth down. Yeah, it was like there was nothing left to do.
Right.
What are you doing running the ball? You need to throw it.
Yeah. You got the first down.
very Peyton Manning versus Florida looking.
Yeah, it was. Really was. By the way, Miami, they were down 35-10 at one point in that game.
First.
almost like an SEC school or something.
Absolutely.
Second attempt.
So, ninth-ranked Missouri had karma come back and bite them. Yep, they banned the quarterback's sister.
Huh? What conference are they in? Missouri?
Missouri? They're in the SEC.
Oh, okay.
You haven't taken the bait yet. Good. It's 0-3.
I'm a master at it. He's going to get it. He's going
to
get it.
That didn't matter. They lose 41-10 to A&M on the road. A&M now is like barely plus money to make the college football playoff. After they lose to Notre Dame at home in a game they were back and forth till the very, very end, they've rattled off some wins. They brought their quarterback back. Connor Wayman was back this week, had a really nice game, and they completely boat raced a Missouri team that almost lost to Vandy a couple of weeks earlier.
Yeah, Missouri, they're fraudulent.
Well, 11th-ranked USC loses on the road at Minnesota 24-17. And then Michigan somehow was still 10th-ranked. They're a terrible team. They have no business.
Yeah.
And they lose on the road to Washington 27-17. So all these teams that lost.
And number 22, Louisville, lost to SMU.
And they lost to SMU. But all these teams that lost were road teams, right? All the teams I mentioned were road teams. Two of them were playing in, like, hostile environments. So was Miami. They were playing also in a game. That was a hostile environment. And it started at 10 o'clock Miami time. 10:15, really. So, Bobby, their circadian sleep with them was all off.
You know?
That's why Irvin couldn't stand up anymore, them old bones.
That's right. Big, big shakeup weekend in college football. But here's my issue with it. And this, you know, and my school lost. And I woke up in the middle of the night on Saturday night, Sunday morning. I just couldn't go back to sleep. And then I thought, like, what? I don't really know how to feel. Because in years past, you lose that game, you are done.
Mm-hmm.
And now, with a 12-team playoff, all it is it's like, all right, you can only now lose one more game. You don't have two do-overs. You just now have one more do-over. And it's a great feeling, and it's also ripping my soul apart because I don't know how to feel.
Were you furious and devastated after the loss?
I was just more like, what is going on? Like, what happened? Because we were 14-3 in the fourth. Like, and they lose their quarterback, too.
Right.
Their quarterback got knocked out. And it was just like, I don't know what we were doing. It was one of the worst game plans I've seen. They just run. And it made absolutely no sense. I was pretty dejected.
And all that leads to the Texas Longhorns, who had off getting 52 out of 61 first place votes and becoming, Pepe and Bobby, the first team in 2 years to bounce in and out of the top spot in a span of three polls. This is going to be Bobby from last week. The Longhorns also were just the third team since 08 to be voted number one after not playing the day before.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
And you had said this was a joke that the Longhorns got bumped out. Bobby Belt, you have the floor. Chiafalo, you are going to be the judge here.
Yeah. First off, I take issue with you even including Peyton's name in this. Sure. He is cut out. He is not included in this any longer. No, it was funny. You know, they win against Mississippi State. They go in there, and the AP voters are like, yeah, but you beat an SEC school. How impressive is that? And so they obviously knock them out of first place. Then they have a week off. I love that they don't lose and they get bumped out of first place. Then they don't win and it's like, we'll put them back in first because clearly the SEC is such a trash legacy, like Dallas Cowboys old school hype, like people leaning on what it was 30 years ago type of thing. And now it's Texas is back in their rightful spot at number one, bringing legitimacy to just a joke of a conference that has cultish-like behavior. And I you should feel happy. You said you were conflicted. You should feel happy. You should feel happy knowing that even though Tennessee lost, they're no longer in a Group of Five conference. They're in a legitimate conference with what Texas has brought to the table.
I mean,
so your overall premise is that the Texas Longhorn brand is bigger than the SEC.
Yes. When that was going on earlier, there was this headbutting all off season about, okay, well, you know, SEC seems to be trying to assert their dominance in Texas. Like, we still do what we do, all right? You guys are not going to encroach on our brand.
Which is,
and SEC's
what?
Like,
not win?
SEC's.
Not
well,
win
I mean,
titles?
That would fit into the SEC, right? They didn't win this week. So anyway, Choppy,
time.
It's my turn now. You talked, you ran right through those scores each time without me letting stop down to talk about the SEC, so you're not going to do it now. Anyway, yeah, I think it's one of those things
fire.
Where Texas and the SEC both try to assert their brands. What we're seeing is that Texas is bigger than the SEC. Texas is the SEC at this point.
Listen,
you are why only people hate Texas fans, and I'll take it for you for a second. Tag me in. You are a freaking moron. You're a stupid idiot. You're an arrogant idiot, too, on top of it. That makes it even worse.
Come on. Defend the Confederate conference
here. SEC would be totally just fine without you guys around in it. You are the Dallas Cowboys. That's true. Well, your brand is not as big as the Dallas Cowboys. It's actually a little slightly insulting to the Cowboys to think that the Texas Longhorns are there.
Well, because Texas wins. And they
wins
win.
What? Wins what? You don't win Texas what?
Win convincingly. Win convincingly.
Convincingly what? You haven't played anybody.
What are you talking about? We haven't played anybody. Is Arkansas somebody?
Not really, it's a road game at least.
Don't have to worry about Arkansas. Texas isn't going to have to worry about Vanderbilt. Texas sure as hell isn't going to have to worry about Oklahoma or Georgia or any of these other fake-ass legacy schools.
Bobby,
it's fine. Tell me about the Cleveland Browns and their pre-Super Bowl championships, Chop. Go ahead.
Why are you crapping on the conference you went to?
Literally,
because we came to bless the conference with our presence and our legitimacy.
The conference literally has won, I think, 16 of the last 19 championships. It's not some legacy
living
conference
in the past.
By the way,
he lost
the only game. You could think this was a bad weekend for the conference. How is it a bad weekend when teams near the bottom upset the teams near the top?
Yeah.
It shows the depth, you moron.
Well, it's like what do you mean, you moron? I'm just objective here.
You're not objective.
I'm objectively looking at it, Chop.
And a bad troll at that.
Your likability.
I don't know what you're talking
such
about
an
here.
Idiot.
Likeability took such a turn back.
I don't
objectivity bounces off me like ping pong balls.
I think it's fairly clear. You just talked about A&M and the one loss they had. Well, they lost to independent Notre Dame, and that's just because
A&M.
Yeah, that's why A&M this week they were able to win because it was another SEC school. They were able to have success there. They would have, if it would have been a Notre Dame again, they would have lost probably.
Nobody cared about the Big 12, and nobody cares
about.
I'm talking about the last 3 to 5 years. Nobody cared
because Texas was the Big 12.
Well,
just like Texas is now the SEC.
With Oklahoma is like the better, more successful team.
Oklahoma's been more successful. And listen,
you're stepchild in the Big 12.
Texas is without question, I believe, the best team in the country. They should 100% be the number one team in the nation and the favorites to win it all, and I do believe they will win it all. I'm interested to see what happens as the years go on, maybe not just this year, but as the years go on, because Texas has never played an actual road game. The Big 12, when an SEC fan sees a Big 12 stadium, they're like, cool, where's the rest of it? Right? Like, that's what it is. Like, where's the rest of this thing? It seats like 70,000 people.
Yeah.
We call that Vandy. You know, you gotta play a real road game, and you'll play a real road game. This year, you got a very good schedule this year. Almost all your games, your tough games, are at home. You got Georgia at home. You got to go to Arkansas. Shouldn't be crazy. A&M is...
Going to Arkansas was pretty tough for you.
It was. Yeah. I mean, look, that's what happens, you know, when you got a freshman quarterback out there. You're not going to have that
Which
worry.
Texas has had the last couple weeks and won without issue.
Home games, cool, against UTSA. And
you don't even like Arch Manning.
Yeah.
Games. And that should tell you just how dominant we are.
Yeah, but you got home games. I'm not impressed.
What college team you root for?
I always rooted for the Miami Hurricanes.
Oh,
so
really?
That was always a team that I rooted for. And so that's been a disaster.
We're both 2-0 this week.
Been,
he wants to be on South Beach so bad.
South Beach so bad.
Dolphins.
Yeah, I know. Well, my dad's from Miami, so it was just that was always the case. But unfortunately, the Dolphins and the Hurricanes have sucked basically my entire life. So it's kind of worn off.
Do you think Texas, no doubt, is the best team in the country?
I do.
Have a problem when Bama jumped to one?
I didn't have an issue with it when Bama jumped to one, just because of the resumes at the time, you know?
Yeah, you got to
use the phony resume beating another SEC team.
You have to use the information at the time that you have. And at the time, Bama had the best win in the sport throughout the course of the year. There hadn't been a better win.
Okay, let's stop the trolling for just a second. What is the case is that Bama has for 4 straight weeks trailed. They were always a phony team, and that was obvious. And the AP just decided in their head, whoever wins this game, we're jumping them. Just like last year at the end of the year, they went, whoever wins this game, Georgia or Alabama, we're just jumping them. It's the default. It's stupid. With that program, which has not been Alabama for 3
Yes,
effing years.
Yeah, they have. You just don't let the quarterback because he's not.
What do you mean they have been? What do you mean they have been
in
that program for
last year in overtime? Do you want to calm down?
No.
College football kegger on 105.3 The Fan. It's Tuesday.
It's been this argument for a year, and it's
Bobby,
wrong.
They were in the Final Four against the team that
won
the title.
They should not have been.
Who should have been?
It should have been Georgia.
They literally beat Georgia the week before in the conference championship
game. Georgia was a better team.
Yeah, okay, at some point, look, I understand. And I think Georgia was a better team than they were last year.
Then why weren't they?
Because
why
the game think mattered, they Bobby. The game mattered.
Yeah.
That's why. The game actually on the field mattered. And it would have been the same thing if Bama got in over Texas. The game would have mattered. They shouldn't have gotten in over Texas, and they didn't. But you got to have the game has to matter at some point, right? Am I just nuts here?
No, you're not nuts.
All right. Thank you.
You're correct. All
right. There was controversy at the end of the SMU game, and SMU, like you said, goes and beats Louisville, and it was a great win for them. And the controversy at the end of the game, the announcers and the rules officials both got...
temper is why I would have you not date my daughter or girlfriend, which we'll talk about at 7:40.
Not the 35-year age difference.
From the 6:40. No, it would be the temper.
So if you go back and you look at that, the end of the SMU game, there was a fumble. And the announcers and the referee rules officials, I believe, both got this wrong.
A massive replay review. Matt Austin is our referee expert. Matt, they called this clear and obvious that the shin of Breshard Smith was down with possession before the ball popped out. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't see how they got there. You really can't see the ball. The shin does go down, but you can't tell if the ball's coming out at that point, in my opinion. So...
I think they're completely wrong, these announcers. I think you could clearly tell the SMU runner was down before the ball pops out. At least on the replays I saw, it looked clear. So SMU, I think, did not fumble the ball. I think they did not get the benefit of the doubt. They won. They won legitimately, and they beat Louisville. And they were one of the few road teams to win a game against a ranked team.
I think this is pretty near 50-50. I do. I don't know how anyone can say anything is clear about it. Chiafalo, did you see the fumble?
Yeah, it's so...
What do you think? Isn't it bang bang? Like, I'm having to look at the knee so close to see if it touches and the ball.
Yeah.
Maybe by a fraction of a second, the knee is down first. Maybe. If I had to lean one side, I'd go 51% knee, but that's close. Isn't it? You're studying it.
Oh, it is super close, dude. I don't know. And what was the call in the field?
Call on the field was, I think, a fumble. I think they overturned it.
That would be a tough one to overturn right there.
Yeah, but that's I'm going with whatever the call was on the field.
Yeah, I would be here as well.
But the
ACC hasn't been doing that for the last few weeks.
College football kegger. You want to warm your milk up?
I'm great.
Good gosh. Here on 105.3 The Fan.
That was a Hulk smash.
Imagine if he actually went there. That was a he would be about there, Nick.
Jerry Jones live at 8:30. Let's see if Bobby
Crappy can ass Alabama.
Let's see if Bobby can recover for his Cowboys segment. Rewatching the win over the Steelers. Post hunt clarity after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's take a look at Sunday's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And
after this, since Eric Chiafalo is co-hosting with us this morning, cool enough to come in before his Flagtober hit at Lowe's, 9 to 11 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Chiafalo this morning at Lowe's. 30 in Cockrell Hill in Dallas. 30 in Cockrell Hill. Pick up the one-of-a-kind 2024 Whataburger-themed G-Bag flag. Pepe, I need you. This is post-hoc clarity as well, because this was Cowboys-Steelers post-game on this radio station.
Look, yes. So one of my duties here at The Fan is to be the producer of the Cowboys games. I won't work the next day, obviously, you know, because of the late night, early morning turnaround. You know, I'm too old for that. I'm 28 now.
Just shave your head bald and really become Troy.
It's so this happened during the Cowboys postgame show. This was after 1 a.m. We were extended the postgame to 1:30. And so this is between Eric and Brian. You know, now with the delay, we were short on the postgame show. We had all this inventory to get through. So segments were five minutes long. And so we had to go to break, and we were taking callers as we usually do. And sometimes the callers, you know, they go off a little bit, talk along. And Sean, you know, this as you know, the host's duty is if, you know, they're going a little long, you got to cut them off at some point.
Yeah.
Brian, you know, Brian brought us part of the postgame show with Eric the other night. He doesn't know about commercial breaks. He does 19 podcasts. You know, he doesn't listen to commercial breaks. You know, G-Bag comes back 8 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, they have 35 segments, you know, minute segments. And so Brian doesn't understand the ads.
Bro, hang on a sec, Pepe. Do you ever look up at the clock? Like, how do you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seven, eight, late?
We'll just totally, yeah. Sometimes we butcher it in a huge way. But we just follow the general's lead, man. That's what we do.
What's the downgrade from the general? If you're not.
It's Colonel, maybe? Lieutenant Colonel? Something like that?
All right.
What was Jessup? What was Nathan R. Jessup?
We have to downgrade Dawson.
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup.
Because that's not very generally in terms of the accuracy and the timing of things.
So this was a clip from the other night, Cowboys postgame show after the win over the Steelers. And you can hear Eric here trying to wrap up the caller here. And Brian, he was not thrilled that Eric was cutting the guy off.
Are you a Dak hater?
No, not at all. I love that guy.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Go ahead. Carry on.
Yeah.
Mikey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the time. Sorry, we got to get you out of here right now. We're in a bit of a time crunch here. The delay kind of threw things off tonight. But
let the guy finish.
No, I'm sorry.
Really, it's like 1:30 in the morning. We're doing this show. What do we got to do? Another ad or something? Another spot?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to it. Peyton, hit the button. Let's go to a spot.
Oh, boy.
Well, I apologize to, I guess, Broadus. Not even necessarily Mikey. Broadus is a little bit more upset than Mikey is.
No,
we
I was just going to give
him time. I wish I could give him more time.
I was going to answer. I was going to ask him some questions.
I know you were going to ask him some questions. You were going to ask him if he was a Dak hater.
I did.
That. And then what was next? What was the next question? What was the next hard hitter?
You know, hey, throw it to a break and let's let Kyle Yeomans tell us about some really cool thing that got going on at DallasCowboys.com.
Oh! Out of nowhere.
Wow.
This came out of left field. Dude. And here's the thing. You know, like, I could never tell. So when he was asking the guy the question and he gave the answer, I couldn't tell if Bruce being sarcastic. Like, okay, good. Yep, good.
Oh, no.
Okay,
he being real.
Okay.
Yeah, here's my only defense of Broadus.
Okay.
At the end of that clip, did you immediately go to break? Because that went on for another like 10, 15 seconds. So I'm wondering how much longer you really could have let the caller go. Because when I listened to the beginning of the post game while driving in yesterday morning, you told the first caller, you're like, hey, we don't have a lot of time. We got to be real quick here. And I get what you're doing. But then I heard like three more phone calls.
Right.
So
right.
Explain that.
Yeah, I mean we were doing a pretty good job at keeping it efficient there. Yeah. Now I had been told
you're trying
on
to
the
set
front
the tone,
end
make everyone efficient.
Exactly. And the first caller, Big Jim, he is apparently a bit long-winded at times. Now he's legendary, he's phenomenal, but that night I had to just let him know. Yeah. And I was trying to set the tone for everybody else. And everybody was chill. We were getting in, we were getting out. These were like 5-minute segments. Broadus had no issue with it. But then at the end, that last caller, Mikey, there, we picked it up in the middle of the call. Mikey had already gone on a 60-second rant about how he didn't think the win was that impressive, and he was poo-pooing it a little bit.
Yeah.
And so Broadus, it struck a nerve with Broadus, and now he was ready to fight back and forth with Mikey, but unfortunately, we didn't have the time for the fight.
Sure.
So Broadus wanted to keep that going, but I was like, sorry, man, we gotta cut this off, and he was not having it.
So at the end of the clip, did you immediately go, yes, I do.
As soon as Broadus goes, let's get it to Kyle Yeomans, I'm like, all right, Dallas Cowboys football will continue in a moment.
You know what this is an example of? The next time he does this, you got to put him in his place and say, do I tell you how to scout?
Ooh,
you are there. You are like there that. To talk about the center pulling. You are there to talk about the safety helping. This is my world.
Right.
Back off. If you want to host the show, you go tell the bosses you want to host the show. Have some respect. Have some respect for what I'm doing over here and back off. That's the way it's got to be. This is my world. That's your world.
No, you're right.
Stay over there in your world.
Should have punched back a little bit on the crusty.
Well, you did.
I did a little bit.
You did.
But I also just was exhausted at 1:30 in the morning. I'm ready to get out of here.
Oh, no, you did punch back. He's trying to give a voice to the people, but it's show business, not show friendship.
Amen.
It's show business.
I don't even know that it's trying to give a voice to the people. He just wanted to fight somebody.
Oh, he did want to fight with Mikey. He was ready to go 12 rounds with Mikey.
It had been very simple. Can you imagine how temperamental our Love of the Star recordings are with my attitude brought us Peyton producing it?
Oh, my gosh. Peyton, I feel for you, man.
That's the most toxic show.
You probably smoke a pack of cigarettes during that.
Got to, man.
Just sit in the bag.
Can I bum one?
Dealing with those two. All right, post-hut clarity where Bobby actually rewatches the game that was just played.
All right, Zach Martin, much better than I initially thought off the first viewing. He still was not great. There were still the reps that I saw in the first quarter that were rough for him, but he played a better game overall than I initially thought. And on the other side, bracketing the center was TJ Bass for most of the second half, and TJ Bass, not awesome. Not very good. Nope.
Because, Chiafalo, this is a big question. Y'all brought this up in the post. Do we have a new offensive line combination here? Do we have a new left tackle and a new guard?
Now, as a unit, it meshed well overall, and maybe they're going to find that Bass continues to play better. He had to kind of step in, and you got Tyler Smith playing on his other side, playing a position that he hasn't had for 2 years. And then you've got Bass, who was just asked to kind of jump in and play. And maybe with a week's worth of practice, it's different. But Bass had some struggles, particularly in pass protection. He was giving up a lot there. Run blocking was fine, but the pass protection was really, really bad.
So you had Zach good.
Zach was good. Zach was not like great, but Zach was good.
Does Bass's play alter your thinking or answer on Tyler at left tackle?
No, I mean, if Guyton's here, like, Guyton's got to be the tackle because he's not going to play guard. So, I mean, Tyler Smith can play either. I would have.
And Steele's not playing enough for Guyton to replace him. I mean, that's a lot of shuffling.
I don't think he's playing. I think Steele is getting too much hate this season. He's not been great, but he's not killing you by any means. He certainly wasn't your biggest problem the other night.
Top graded player on Pro Football Focus for the entire offense?
For the whole offense?
Tolbert. Close. He was second.
Mm.
Zach Martin.
Oh, nice.
Lowest grade.
BFF.
Lowest graded. TJ Bass.
Bobby Bell. Look at the scouting eye. You probably just went to PFF and copied.
He got a 31 grade. He had 11 pass block grade. An 11.
No, I did see what.
Out of 100?
I did see what.
out of 100.
That's like you go home and your kid gives you the report card and you go, out of 100?
What's the grading scale here?
I did see PFF's grades last night. But see, as a great example of
11. I don't think we've ever said an 11 on the show.
I don't think so. That's 30
Deshaun Watson of guards.
That's like 25 points lower than Guyton, who had the second lowest pass block.
As an example, though, of why PFF is completely stupid, a good example of this would be, I'm pulling up their grades now because I got to find it here. Good example of this is, are you looking at the defensive grades,
John? I haven't.
Okay, here's the things. Mozzie Smith, they grade him in three different areas. Mozzie Smith's run defense grade, 44.1. Mozzie Smith's tackling grade, 69.7. Yeah. Mozzie Smith's pass rushing grade, 54. Okay, so lowest was a 44.1, highest was a 69.7. So overall, his defensive grade was a 32.
Yeah, I don't know how they.
They're so stupid.
Well,
they just make stuff up. It's like Choppy talking about the SEC. There's no sense.
But
to
are
it.
They weighting?
Of course.
Well, they also the categories.
They do weight them. Plus, he had.
But even if you wait, let's say I'm going to wait the run defense, which was the worst grade. That was 12 points higher than what his overall defensive grade was.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know what their methodology is. I have no idea.
This is Post-Hunt Clarity, where we take a look back at the film and review some of the aspects of the game. Jordan Lewis was, when we were talking about, I was saying I couldn't figure out just on first glance who was better between Lewis, Owuwariye, and Diggs. The way I would stack that is just the way that I had it. So I would say that I think Lewis was the best, then Owuwariye, and then Diggs.
Did Diggs follow and shut? Pickens?
No. It was pretty much just they kind of played their sides, and wherever Pickens went, it was somebody picked it up. But Lewis ended up on Pickens a lot.
Stephen Jones yesterday was on the KMC Masterpiece. They asked him, do you wish everyone played the way that Jordan Lewis does?
I know Zim right away. That was one of his favorite guys. He said, that little dog will bite. And that's what he is. I mean, he is a dog, and he plays a lot bigger than he is. He's a super, super, uber competitor and willing to go up against anybody and fights his ass off and, great leader on that defense for us.
Boy, had a bit of the smoky tone.
Yeah.
That was very...
him and Brad Sham.
I was going to say, was that Sham or was that Stephen Jones they were talking to?
And Jordan Lewis, after retweeting Bobby crapping on Pickens, he tweeted yesterday, we don't give a F about impressive. A win is a win, and football by nature is supposed to be a beautifully ugly sport.
But Jordan Lewis, to that point, he was really good in this game. That was as good a game as I can remember Jordan Lewis playing in a long time. And so he was really impressive. He's been impressive this whole season, and He's an undersized, aging player coming off of injuries. There's no reason why he should be playing at the level he is other than just he's a really smart player who's incredibly competitive. I noticed this last night rewatching the game. Damone Clark's snaps have disappeared. He didn't play a single snap on defense in this game.
Mm.
And that was after he played five the week before.
And a guy that surprised me after beach talk, our beach session, because there was a lot of talk that the coaching staff liked Damone Clark at camp.
Yeah, I think that's shifted.
Well, clearly.
It's specifically, I think he's in the doghouse.
Clearly.
Obviously, no snaps.
I'm talking about
not his play.
I'm talking play, and I think it's, why don't we work on how you're receiving this? Why don't you just take some time to think about it? And so I think that I would not be surprised if you want to talk about potential move. I would not be surprised if at some point somebody called and said, hey, Damone Clark, they'd be like, yep, here, take him. And so Damone Clark is, I think, running out of time here in Dallas really quickly. Next one here, you asked about Tyrus Wheat, so I did pay close attention to him. Tyrus Wheat was pretty good in this game.
By the way, Chiafalo, clean or dirty hit? Wheat on Fields.
I thought it was clean. It was close, but I thought it was clean, but it was such a hard hit. It was a cartoonish fallback the head flailing from Fields. So it's tough. They're always trying to overprotect the quarterbacks. Broadus was in studio. He was ticked about it in real time. He was yelling at the TV.
About the hit or about the call?
About the call, yeah.
The phone call?
The
wheat call.
The wheat call, yeah.
He was mother bleeping Sean Hockley from the couch.
I understand why they threw the flag. I don't think they should have, but I understand it.
But Tyrus Wheat, he played well. He was good against the run, really strong. He does not... He's
I don't remember talking about him once before yesterday.
No, just the only time we did was when he made the roster, and it was like a thing of like, oh, he's well, Bones loves him on special teams, and they thought he was solid and steady. He was really good at shedding blocks, you know, remaining disciplined. He was consistently. It wasn't a great pass rush from the front four, but he didn't kill you at times. He was able to get a little bit of pressure, get a little bit of a push, and in the run game, I thought he was really good. And then Oso Digizua, along that defensive line, didn't generate as much pressure as I initially had thought. He did have a couple early ones, but the bigger thing for him was he was getting double teamed almost every pass rush snap by the Steelers. And when he got double teamed was when the Cowboys were most consistently getting pressure and getting home. And so it kind of looks as if the impact was lesser than you think, but I think it was actually greater than initially thought, because I think any pressure they were getting a lot of times was because of double teams that Oso Digizua was taking up. So that was a big one. And then finally on the receiving core, Jalen Tolbert should be above Brandon Cooks at this point. When we were talking about it yesterday and matchup based and stuff like that, Jalen Tolbert played really well, and he's continued to build on things. And I think you've seen, okay, we're finally getting to that South Alabama guy. Now, I still think Tolbert is probably a three. I think that's what he is. But the reality is that Cooks is probably a three at this point, too, at best. And if you're just telling me who's better and who's going to have to function as a two, then give me Jalen Tolbert. And he's playing with that size that he has, some of that, you know, height, and he's been stouter the last couple of years than his rookie year. To me, he's got somebody who's gotten more of a frame, a build, a skill set at this point of his career to be a two than Brandon Cooks does. And so played really well with the Steelers doing everything they could to take CeeDee Lamb out of this game. They were very much, you could tell the game plan was absolutely focus on him, take him out. That's got to be the biggest thing.
Post-hut clarity every Tuesday during the commercial-free expressway with Bobby Roberto Belt, our Cowboys insider, Jerry Jones live at 8:30, Eric Tiafalo in studio for Brian Broaddus' favorite segment. What a perfect time for this.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
That's right, it's Ask Greta here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We will kick around some of these questions with you over there on the fan text and also on the fan cam at Twitch and YouTube, and we'll answer some of these here in the studio. Let's lead off with Eric Tiafalo, because I think he has tons of answers for this first question.
Oh.
Eric, what's the most inappropriate thing you've done at work?
Pee my pants.
Intentionally.
Come on, I'm not just accidentally peeing my pants.
Accidentally doing it from time to time.
So, when did you tell your wife about it? Before it happened or coming home? Like, you're explaining to your wife of three children, mother of three, and that you're going to do this.
She caught me at the door as I'm leaving. She said, "Why are you bringing a towel?" I was like, well, here's the deal, honey. I'm peeing my pants at work today. Now, the thing that bugged me was her and my kids were listening at the time. So my kids are hearing, like, what is daddy doing?
Oh, gosh.
And then
probably set them back.
Then she showed them the picture, the one that that you tweeted out to promote the show today, Sean, where it's, I've clearly peed my pants. And my 4 and 3-year-olds, you know, I'm just like confusing them. Like, does dad just pee his pants? Is this cool?
Didn't Marion like potty train them at 6 months old too?
Like
there's no area your family has worked harder at than not peeing your pants.
So how did you time it out? Did you guys have a segment for it and you perfectly timed it out?
That was one of the sort of the floating ones where it was like, hey, we'll just see.
So like your whole show.
When nature calls, and I drink tons of coffee and water during the show, so it was only a matter of time before. And so that was the thing about whenever I actually did.
It's like your water broke. Like you tapped, get Dawson. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, I was like, hey, I have to go. So, but like, I need this to happen now because I couldn't hold it anymore.
Were people just standing around watching you?
Yeah, I mean, Broaddus was disgusted. Broaddus and Dawson were both just disgusted by the whole thing.
And how far into the show did you do this?
I would say this was probably an hour and 20 minutes into the show.
So, you sit there for the next three hours.
You immediately changed?
I did change after the segment. I did. So I sat. I just kept it.
And then you got home and you handed Mary the bag of pee shorts.
Do with these
That's
what you
amazing.
Can.
That's
amazing. It's disgusting is what it
That's
is.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was warm at first. By the end of the segment, you're freezing cold. You know, that was the uncomfortable part.
Most inappropriate thing you've done at work, Chop? Doesn't have to be here.
Oh, I would say pretty much what I do in the bathroom after you've followed me in there is pretty damn inappropriate, that odor.
Yeah, but it's quick.
It is quick. It's efficient, and I'm generally a courtesy flusher. I flush immediately. Like, that thing is still hanging on, you know what I mean? And I've already
You just don't flush in your own home.
I flush that. I don't necessarily flush number one.
I thought you guys let twos hang around.
Oh, heck.
Overnight.
No, not me.
No.
That's
no,
my kids.
Just once. Just
yeah, once. Yeah. And then let's Pudge drink it out of the toilet.
Oh, that's right.
That I come to find out, Bobby, that was not Pudge drinking out of the urine toilet. So our front bathroom toilet is got a clog, and it keeps backing up. He was drinking poop water.
Oh, no.
Man. Yeah, he was drinking poop water. I had to go out to the front, and I had to take the cap off the, there's like an outdoor drain, you know, pipe. I had to snake that thing down. As luck would have it, I do need a bigger snake.
Yeah.
Okay, you got in trouble for that yesterday.
I was talking about a...
Yeah, Peyton, what's the most inappropriate thing you've done at work? The
drain snake.
Kind of like RJ's here, has to do with the toilet. It was a job I had in high school. I was the only one at work, and the toilet clogged up after I did my business, and it overflowed, and I left it there. I had to go home. It was late at night. I said, sorry, someone else is going to have to deal with this in the morning.
Worst thing I did was when I was in Peyton's role, and I was running a board, and I didn't want to screen calls for this guy who was driving me nuts, and he waited his whole show on how much caller interaction do I get. Like, that told him if it was a good show or not, even though he was asking low-hanging fruit questions.
Like Cowboys postgame.
Even like, easier. It was very clearly, like, just, oh, anybody can call it and have an answer on this. And so that's where he got all of his self-esteem. I was mad at the guy, so I was like, I don't want you to have any self-esteem. So every time he said, call in now, and he gave the phone number, I dumped the phone number. And so I dumped it from the delay, and so the phone number never reached any of the listeners, and no one was able to call in.
Yeah. That's good.
That's clever. Sinister.
My first talk show job was like in a cluster building, and the program director, sports was by far and away the least thing that he knew. So you had country music, you had, you know, your pop music, and then you had like oldies, and then there was a sports station. So on Fridays, I knew that he was gone early. I would just take old segments that I had and plug it in to like the system, kind of like Chiquilín does every morning at La Grande. And so I'm not doing live talk radio, and I would just like take off across the bridge and go like Baltimore, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Plug in old segments, because my boss, he's not going to know that this is like that much of an older topic.
Yeah.
So,
incredible.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan, 877-881-1053. RJ, what would women dislike most if they became men?
Oh, I mean, that nobody cares about men. Like,
what?
Traumatic experience, mental health. If there's a girl that you know that has a traumatic experience, like, every guy around is going to come comfort, check in on her. That would not happen with guys. That would not happen.
There
would be absolutely zero comforting. You want me to go on? I can go on. Be a man, get divorced with kids. You'll find out real quick nobody cares about men.
Now you know where they can find help and caring, don't you, Sean?
BetterHelp.com/SeanandRJ.
What do you think women would most dislike if they became men, Sean?
You know, I know an easy answer is what we're going to ask Jerry about at 8:30. Balls. But I don't think that is... I don't think that is the answer. I don't have an immediate answer. It's a tough one. I don't know.
Eric, what's your FCC friendly answer?
It feels like the switch of what is down there, you talking about the balls, like that feels like an easier switch for them. Now that's like the good thing, right? They don't have to deal with all the nightmares that come with being a woman, right?
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, I would think.
Like, yeah. I would want to say shaving. They have it worse than us, would you think? Versus legs.
Yeah, the
legs and face.
Legs is way worse than face.
Legs is way worse than face.
But yeah. I mean, you know.
Better not limit it to just legs.
We shave. I mean, I don't know. Like, do women shave every day, their legs? No.
Right. I don't shave every day.
I don't shave every day. I know a lot of men do, like the clean shave, but I don't.
I know a girl who shaved every day. And so, like, because she was just, like, terrified of anything being on there. Peyton, what would women dislike most if they became men?
Well, it's easy. It's the no free drinks at bars or having to actually pay for food and stuff.
Yes.
You got to run the credit card, ladies. Yeah.
Winner.
Well, wanting queso and then not getting it on the date.
Exactly.
Winner.
Yeah.
That is going to be tough to beat as an answer.
My answer is NBA defense. Like an actual defensive player with skill having to guard your jump shot that has no real trajectory and also having to, you know, I mean, I'm sure they'd love the ratings that come with, you know, being an NBA
Caitlin
player.
Clark Hate.
Yeah.
Also, these women are now going to have to deal with other women.
This question is not the Caitlin I thought we'd end up talking about here.
Oh, but I have an answer. Yeah. It's kind of like, Peyton, you inspire me. You can't just wear your black pants everywhere. You can't wear your black
yoga pants?
Yeah, your black yoga pants everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They can wear that in much more formal settings.
Oh, yeah.
We have to at least wear jeans out to the restaurant. We have to wear jeans to the club or the bar. Mm-hmm. They can just wear their stretchy pants, I think.
469, they would hate dealing with women if they were men.
That's a great one.
That's a pretty easy answer there. All right, we're doing Ask Greta here on 105 Through the Fan.
So do you think life would be... Well, I mean... I know this is a dangerous question in these times, especially to you, but you know what? Go to the next one.
All right, Sean Sharif.
Stop starting with me. I don't want to answer first.
I went to them first.
Go ahead.
This is a good answer. This is a good one for you.
I put too much thought into it.
But this is a good one for you.
All right.
Think of the last person you cut off.
Yes.
Did it improve your life, or do you have any regrets?
I don't have any regrets. It did not improve my life. This person was really connected and hooked up, and I was living like a baller. So it did not improve my life, but I do not have any regrets. I'm probably a little old school in terms of, hey, man, you don't want to be – I care about the loyalty first. You want to show your true colors, your true side. You want to be a sellout. You want to be a little uptown superstar. Go ahead and do that. Things happen the way that they were supposed to, so I don't have any regrets. I'd rather be poor and not be a sellout.
Eric?
But I'm not poor.
we've seen the heights of those ceilings. Wait, we've seen the Sean Mahal.
Hang on. Are you saying, though, that you're a sellout?
No.
But I'm not poor. What are you saying?
I'm definitely not a sellout. I'm definitely not a sellout.
All right, Eric. Last person you cut off. Did it improve your life, and do you have any regrets?
No regrets. Definitely improved my life, and it's really the only cutoff situation that I can actually think of where it was an intentional removing someone.
Did you get the ring back?
No, I did not get the ring back.
She kept
the ring. I didn't get my PlayStation back either, okay? Or my favorite T-shirt.
If you don't get the ring back, that shows you are happy with your, or it was either a really ugly, nasty fight, or you're like, I'm so happy to move away from this, I'm not even going to go through that fight.
Boom, it's really
not even worth, it's not even worth the battle.
Or it was a really small
ring.
That's
right. He clearly didn't go to.
Time is right.
There you go.
I don't know that I've cut anybody off.
Ever?
No.
It's never happened one time.
I think I've been cut off, but it's just not my DNA.
Did you deserve it? Did you deserve when you got cut off?
Is it usually a ghosting? Like you just like, oh, I haven't heard from them. Or do they actively say, choppy, we're done?
I had a friend. It was a female. We never romantic in any way. Like never, like nothing. And one day she was like, you never call and just check in on me. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm not going to see you anytime soon. Why would I call you? I only communicate with people that I'm going to see in the near future. My best friend that I grew up with, I haven't talked to in probably a year. Mm-hmm. And it's just, but I'm not going to see him anytime soon. So why would I talk to him? I have no reason to communicate with him. So I didn't find that to be fair. But no, I've never cut anybody off. Like if my most mortal enemy,
that's not choppy,
hit me up, I would communicate.
Choppy will naturally fade on you.
Yeah,
like, when this show's done, I'll never speak to Choppy again.
Not because I don't like Sean. I just don't. I know I'm not going to see him, so I have no reason to talk to him.
I understand that.
Yeah, last person I cut off. It improved things. No regrets because I wouldn't be married if I didn't cut this person off. So, Peyton,
is this the RIP?
No, not that one. Oh.
His mom?
No.
Oh, gosh.
No.
That one really got cut off.
Muffins. What was that?
He said
one really got cut off.
Mom really got cut off.
Go ahead, Peyton.
Permanent block. That's
yeah, that just wasn't the most recent. That's why I couldn't go to that one. Oh, man. That's been a long time. And no, it wasn't like, it wasn't I cut her off. They just cut off the monitor so we couldn't hear all the beeping when she went, Peyton. Yeah. It was actually kind of sad. Like, just couldn't breathe, was down for a full month.
Right,
all right, Peyton, what's your answer here?
Yeah, mine was an X. Did it improve my life? Yes, because I saved a bunch of money.
And, you cut her? You cut off a girl?
So, because after we broke up, it was still like a back and forth thing. Like, okay, are we going to continue this? And I was like, all right, this is stressing me out. I'm in college. I'm about to graduate. I'm done with you, and it saved me money. And then, of course, with my girlfriend listening right now, I didn't meet Mackenzie. So there, I had to throw that in.
Oh, beautiful.
Ooh, 940. Ex-wife cheated on me when I deployed. She wanted to work it out. No kids with her. Cut her off. Divorced. Life much better. Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Eric Chiafalo. What's the most recent sign you've experienced that you're getting old?
Well, I mean, I cut my hair and it revealed much more gray hairs on my head than I knew that I had. So that was one thing. And then I'm starting to get the random, I don't know why something hurts, but it does. Mm. You know, I'm just walking and I'm like, is my groin tight or something? Yeah. I haven't done anything that would make my, why is my groin flaring up on me right now?
Yeah.
There's no reason that should happen.
So this past weekend.
Should happen. That's what you said. I thought he just dropped an S-bomb.
This past weekend, hanging out with other friends, and I almost felt shame telling them I was a parent of 42. They're like looking, but they like half looked at me in awe, and then half looked at me with just, you know, sorrow.
You poor soul.
Yeah, you poor soul. Like, they're living their life. They're traveling every single SEC weekend to watch their kid play. They're burning 9 hours of drive to Kentucky this upcoming weekend, and Amanda and I, like, got out of Alcatraz for like 36 hours. And yeah, I'm a geriatric parent. It's not fun a lot of times.
Most recent sign.
Bro, I can't even imagine being over 40 trying to deal with two under 5-year-old kids.
My most recent sign would have been 10 days ago when I had to pass up buzzed relations because I was like, I really need to put ice on my back and go to sleep.
Did you hear that? Oh, no. He got Kristen VIP, Chris Young on the bus, like all world experience, yeah, and she was
full Hurricane Milton, and I had to pass it up because of the ice on my back.
She had the bowl of cereal ready to go.
She'd already poured it. Ear hair is a big one. You start seeing random ear hair, and it's like, what happened here?
When does that take? When does the ear hair start appearing?
Yeah, Sarah took a photo. We were in the car the other day. She takes a photo of it. Says, "What you got to do something about this." I mean, I look like. I'm not going to say who I looked like, but I'm not sitting in this chair today. I'll tell you that right now. But I'll tell you this.
Your ears looked like Robin Williams' knuckles.
Yes.
R.I.P.
My grip strength.
Did Bobby know him too?
My grip strength is gone.
Your grip strength's gone?
My grip strength is so.
Oh, where's that thing? The tester?
Yeah, where is the tester?
It's in the other studio.
Yeah, okay. It's gone. Like, I used to be like. From golf, like years of golf, I got a really strong grip.
Yeah, that's
nothing
it.
Anymore. Right? Nothing anymore. Well, even the left hand, too. But nothing anymore. Like, I can't hang. I used to be able to hang for a minute on a pull up bar, just hang, stretch my back.
But your hands won't allow it anymore.
Can't do it anymore. Deadlifts, can't do them anymore. No.
Gone soft on me.
Ask Reddit here during the commercial free expressway with special co host Eric Chiafalo from the G Bag Nation. Jerry Jones live at 8:30. But RJ Choppy's overreactions or not, Joe Burrow's still going to get offensive player of the year. It's time for Jameis in Cleveland, and Aaron Rodgers is cooked. Around the NFL, as Bobby's rubbing his neck here, talking about old, and Jerry around the corner as well, right here with Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.